All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, today we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we magnify your name today because, God, you're good, and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Almighty God, because you are the true and the living God. You have no equal. You are the Holy One of Israel. And I praise you and I magnify your name, Lord. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. And Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that we have been redeemed. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for the strong man being bound over this area in the name of perversion and deception and witchcraft. In the name of Yeshua, be bound in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord God of hosts, I thank you that you're God and beside you there is no other. I thank you and I take authority and I bind the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. I thank you, Lord God, for healing asthma. I thank you for the asthmatic being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, those that have been suffering with sinus problems, sinus congestions, sinusitis, God, I ask that you would heal in the name of Yeshua. And I come against the spirit of mind control causing those migraine headaches. I come against you, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command you to release that individual that they will no longer be suffering with migraine headaches in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for doing that. In Yeshua's mighty name, and God, I thank you for sending your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you, Lord God, for sending forth a refreshing, God. Those that are tired in their bodies, God, send forth a refreshing, God. Those that are tired in their minds, God, send forth a word of encouragement. Lord, I thank you for lifting them up in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you. And I praise you, Lord God. Those that are in need of financial, God, so many people are struggling financially. Father, we need the money to hit. We need the money to manifest. Lord God, so many people have needs. They need to have their bills paid, car notes, car insurance, rent. Lord God, there are people that need homes. God, open up the doors and put them in the home. There are people that need jobs. God, bless them with the jobs. Give them the opportunity and give them favor. Lord, may people begin to operate under the Joseph anointing of walking in divine favor. And Lord, I thank you. And I bless you and I praise you. Now, Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I vow to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And I am grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be on the airways once again to share the gospel. The first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, His return is imminent. As you hear me say over and over again, we got to pray, press in, seek the face of God. You know, we got to get in that place, saints. We got to get in that place. You know, we got to. That's why I'm here on the radio with no sugar added. excuse me. We're in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve. And, you know, it's amazing how the Lord, when He gives me something to start a series to talk about going into a year, glory to God, how sometimes He just allows me and He takes me down whatever road He wants to take me. And we were left off talking about how much Father God loves us and how we need to recognize that because God loves us, He's made a provision for us. That those that didn't know God, that you know, because of the idol worship and the rebellion and the disobedience. It started in the Garden of Genesis with Adam and Eve being rebellious and disobedient, and it got worse. But when we look at how the spirit of idol worship and idolatry came into being, it opened the door through Solomon. And right now we're dealing with Jeroboam right now. And so I don't know how many people actually believe studying the Old Testament scriptures, but there is so much in there that I believe that if the believers in the body of Christ, if we've read and studied the Old Testament personally, and then preachers taught from the Old Testament, I believe that we would have a better understanding of how Father God works and how he deals with his covenant people and his children. And when you make a profession of faith, you are now a child of God. And when Joshua was telling the people of Israel that you got to make a decision, you can't be serving all of these gods and all of these things that you're associated with. But we have been inundated, you know, through social media and all of the things with so much images that we have these idols that have been set up in our heart, and these idols causes a breach between us and God. And we as believers, you know, and I ask Lord, we need revival. Lord, send revival to the United States of America. Send revival to the body of Christ. We need a spiritual revival, and we need an awakening from the perspective of that our focus and our mind is back on who God is and who the Lord Yeshua Jesus is. You know, we've been preached a man-centered gospel, pursuing your dreams and your goals and all this other stuff, but truly pursuing and having a heart after God. I was in reading it in Psalms 42. Let's just step over there real quick. You know, I just go with the Holy Spirit, you know, as he takes me. And then, you know, that's why we call this program Straight From His Word. In Psalms 42, scripture says, excuse me, saint. It says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. It says, my soul, which is your mind, your emotions, and your will, thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You know, when you look at these two particular passages of scripture, this right here, he says, Lord, you know how deer, they're panting after water, thirsty. And he says, my soul is thirsty. How many of us are thirsty for God? How many are thirsty for the presence of God? How many are thirsty for the power of God to be manifested in your life and to see the power of God manifested in the lives of other people? Do we have that hunger? Do we have that thirst and a desire to see God move? Said, my tears have been my meat day and night while they continue to send thee. Where is thy God? Why aren't people being healed? Why do so many believers suffering when God has set the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles in the church? Where have we missed it? Where have we gone wrong? And do we have this longing to see God move? Do we have this longing to see God heal these children that have been sick and diagnosed with all these different types of cancers and diseases? Do we have that desire to where we are stirred to pray for God to release his healing power, to release his healing anointing, to grant healing, to grant deliverance, that people experience same day miracles, that we don't have to wait for God to move, that when we pray, the answer is on its way. When we pray, the manifestation comes quickly. You know, as we sit and we ponder this thirsting after God and longing after God and hungering after God, because people are saying, you serve God, the God that you serve. Why does it take so long? Why is it taking so long? God, I know you. And we have grieved the Holy Spirit of God as a nation and as individuals and people because we've not been obedient. We've not yielded to him. The Holy Spirit is not control of the churches, which is the body of Christ believers. But when you look at the organizational structure, we have programmed the Holy Spirit right on now to where the Holy Spirit does not have liberty and freedom to move.
Because when you read and you study in the book of Acts, you see they call it the Acts of the Apostles, but I call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. You see a Holy Spirit-filled led individual leadership to where the Holy Spirit had liberty. And the people were moving in the miracles of healing and deliverance and praise and worship and intercession and all of those things, to where when we look at how the contemporary church is structured today, everything is programmed down to the minute. You're going to get in and out of your service in an hour and 15 minutes, maybe an hour and a half. And yeah, you have to go to a little hole in the wall somewhere, one of these little Pentecostal churches, to where you want to see a demonstration, a move of God, but then you have a lot of chaos and no order. But it all starts with every individual in the body of Christ. If every person had a longing and a desire to pursue and seek after God, I wonder what would happen. You know, normally at the beginning of every year, the churches and people put them on the Daniel fast. And when you fast, you should be led by the Holy Spirit of God. It should not become just a religious event, a religious activity. But recognizing the fact that if we learn to yield and surrender and allow the Holy Spirit to take us into that place, because this scripture right here says, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul is thirsty for God. Saints, have you ever wanted something so bad that you were just like, man, I wish I had me a strawberry lemonade right now. Lord, I wish I had me some French vanilla ice cream. You know, I wish I had. You ever long for something so bad that you just sit there, you think about it all day long? And how many people actually think about God throughout the course of the day? A lot of people just go about just doing their things and stuff like that, to where we get to the place where you grow complacent. And we have put God in a box. We put him in a corner. We've not allowed the Holy Spirit to reveal the heart of Father God to us. And we got to get to this place, saints, where we have this longing and this thirst and this hunger for God. He said, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue to say unto me, where is thy God? Because when you make a profession of faith, people are looking at you. People are watching you. And when I read and study and look at the different things and that happened in the scriptures, I'm like, man, God did some stuff in the Bible. And I'm saying, God, you did it before. God, can you do it again? And recognizing the fact that when we're going through trials, we're going through tribulations and hard things, he says, because my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue to send me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, and with a voice of joy and praise, and with the multitude that kept a holy day. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are thy disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And when you get to the place, saints, where you get so burdened and weighted down with the cares of this life, and the enemy is coming at you with trials and tribulations, now understanding the fact that as you're pressing in and as you're seeking the kingdom of God, the warfare intensifies. If you're a nominal Christian and you barely read your word and you just show up to church on Sunday, the enemy already got you. Yeah, he ain't gonna bother with you. But the pressure comes from those that are truly trying to get to this place where they have this thirst and hunger for God. Satan does not want you to have a hunger for God. He does not want you to be free of idol worship. But see, when you get to the place to where you have such a thirst and a hunger for God, that when the enemy comes at you, you can arise, you will rise up and come out of it, because God is with you. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? And recognizing the fact that God loves us and he wants us to walk in this place of fellowship with him. You see, in order to experience revival, it requires us to yield, to surrender, to repent, and to allow the Holy Spirit of God to make the necessary changes and adjustments in our lives. And a lot of times we don't want to let go of certain things or certain people. But in order for God to bring into your life what he wants to bring in, you have to be willing to release it and let it go. And it starts with forgiving people from your past. and even your presence. A lot of times we carry stuff in our past from our childhood. We carry it into our adult lives, and we don't even know that it's there until the Holy Spirit of God says, okay, this is what it is. There have been people that I've been praying for as I'm taking through them through deliverance, and it's like, God, what's going on? Why is this taking so long? And then the Holy Spirit give me a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and all of a sudden it'd be like, did this happen to you when you was such and such years old? And then they'll look up and they'll just break down and start weeping. So that demon has been exposed. It's a spirit of trauma. And a lot of times the spirit of trauma, it will open up the door to all other type of stuff, to symptoms and everything else. And then these people are walking around in bonds and captivity. But that's why we need to have the presence and the power of God operating in our lives, so that when God brings these people into our atmosphere, we're able to identify that by the power of the Holy Spirit, speak the word of the Lord that they receive deliverance, and then put them on the highway of walking in a fellowship and relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Because that's first and foremost, God wants a relationship with you. There's somebody listening right now. God wants you. God loves you. God has not given up on you. The devil has been lying to you and telling you that you're not worthy, that God does not love you. And I'm here to tell you, he loves you. You are alive today by the grace and the mercy of God. And all you got to do is just receive the love of God. Receive what God has for you. He sent his son to die for you on the cross at Calvary. It wasn't just for me. It was for you. You've gone through hell and high waters. People have lied on you. People have betrayed you. The enemy has tried to steal your health. He's stolen your money. He's stolen your relationships. Your relationships are fractured with your family members. But God says today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of your deliverance. Today is the day of your healing. And he says, receive it. Receive it. He says, renounce the kingdom of darkness. Renounce it. And surrender to the lordship of Yeshua the Messiah. And open up your heart and say, Lord, fill me afresh again. Lord, touch me again. You've had an encounter with the Lord before, and it was years ago. I mean, years ago. An enemy has tried to take that away and keep that up, or suppress that. But you recognize that you have a divine purpose and a divine calling in your life, and there's something important that God wants you to do. And the enemy has even got you to the place where you're contemplating suicide, to take your life, to end your life. But I'm telling you today, you will live and not die. That the spirit of suicide cannot and will not have you. The spirit of premature death is bound, and it will not take your life, because you will complete your purpose and your assignment in God. Because God loves you and God is with you. And I need you to hear this today. God loves you. God loves you. Even in all of your mistakes and everything that you've done, God loves you. You know, you're like the prodigal son. He's waiting for you to come back to him. He's waiting for you to surrender your life to him. He's waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, I'm coming home. And the devil is a lie. The devil will not steal your life. He will not take your life. God, I thank you. I thank you for relieving the burden, and I thank you for this individual being released from the spirit of oppression and depression. I come against that spirit, and I command you to release him, and I command you to go from him now in the name of Yeshua. You spirit of heaviness, I command you to go now in the name of Yeshua. I break the generational curse of depression and oppression right now. In Yeshua's mighty name. And God, I thank you for delivering them. I thank you for setting them free right now. In Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Whew, man, saints, sometimes, you know, when the Holy Spirit is just moving like this, he does take me down that road. And I have to be obedient to the Spirit of God. So I know some of you are not used to that. Because everything is, like I said, is so programmed down to where, you know, the Holy Spirit don't have liberty to move like that. Father, I thank you. God, I thank you. Yeah. As a person that's listening right now, you went through a divorce, and this divorce devastated you, and you've not been the same since. The Lord says, lay it on his altar and release it and let it go. He said, you still have a root of unforgiveness and bitterness towards your ex-spouse. And it is hindering and blocking you from receiving your blessing into the next level. He says, you say that you forgive him, but no, it's still there. There's a root. And he says, come before him in prayer and openness and lay it out before him. And he will show you the root. That root has to be plucked up and it has to be plucked out. Because this person, he broke your heart. He broke your heart. And there is a wound. There is a wound that is still there that the enemy uses to cause you to walk in oppression and heaviness and anxiety. And the word of the Lord for you today is release it. Let it go. Bring it to his altar and say, Lord, I yield and I surrender. I release this individual. I release this unforgiveness. I release this bitterness. God, I let it go. And when you do, not only is the presence of God going to fill your atmosphere, but you will turn around and see blessings, doors, and opportunities are going to open and they're going to come. And you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be like, God, why didn't you do this sooner? Well, he's speaking to you today. Today is your day of salvation. Today is the day that you says, you know what? God, I'm releasing this and I'm letting this go. That spirit of divorce is a spirit of trauma. And I come against you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I break your power. And I command you to release this individual and to go from them now in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for that word. Lord, I thank you that you're faithful. God, I thank you that you're good. I thank you, Lord, that you love your people enough to send your word to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring restoration. I thank you, Lord God, for the yoke of oppression being broken right now. I bind the spirit of unbelief right now, and I command you to go from an individual right now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I just pray for your mercy and your grace to be poured out, God, a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon your people. Father God, I ask that you would bless your people to give them the desire to serve you, to seek you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would stir in the hearts of your people, Lord God, that we will begin to thirst after you, Lord God. We will begin to have a hunger and a thirst for your presence and your power as never before. God, release that anointing. Release that anointing of praise. Release the anointing of worship. God, release it. Release it over the lives of your people, that people will walk in a covenant relationship with you. God, I thank you for the breakthrough. Father, I thank you for the testimony coming forth. I thank you for doing it, God. I thank you for delivering and setting the captives free today by the word of the Lord and by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, healing the broken heart. God, heal the scars. Let the scars be gone in Yeshua's mighty name. Lord, I thank you for doing it. And I thank you, Lord, and I bless you and I praise you. Saints, let go, yield, and surrender to the Holy Spirit of God. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to you the way he wants to minister to you. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. Please pray for me. I need your financial support, saints. I need your financial support. The Spirit of God moves you to bless his financial. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. As you pray for them, God will bless you. God will honor you. God will do things for you. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, Lord, has returned imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your family members and know that I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Remember, Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. Hallelujah. I bless you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.